I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Love, exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you.
Women always figure every man comes along wants them.
Love and marriage, love and marriage. They go together like a horse and carriage.
Don't say it's a fine morning or I'll shoot you.
You must think I was born yesterday.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Morning, 10:05. We are here live Saturday morning at the 590 studios with Gordon Montgomery and the Grover over there hitting the buttons. We are ready to have some fun. We've got a packed show, and we hope we can stay on schedule to have fun with you today. You can listen to us on 590 AM, always on the dial. You can put the 590 app on your phone. You can listen at 590thefan.com. And of course, we're always live on Facebook, I believe on my personal Kelly Lamb page. So,
well, I think we are, but for some reason in this little corner of our world over here,
right?
We have
what?
I mean, look at my phone.
What does that mean?
See the bars?
I do.
It has no 4G on it. It doesn't give me internet over here in this corner. And the same thing with the corner with your TV, well, or with your TV.
Get
with
off
your phone.
It and just be on satellite then, right?
Well, no,
isn't that what we're supposed to do?
That's
the wrong thing to do.
I was on satellite, but yeah,
it's not picking it up.
It's just not. So,
well, I hope you can join us
but
today,
Gordon.
But I
hope we are. I am here. You know what? I'm glad we're here. We almost did the show from a different location, or would have had to have, if we didn't get a ride home.
If we... Are you going to bring that up again? Oh, my gosh. So Gordon's car is still at the Chase Park Plaza.
Yes, it is.
And we went there because he likes the personal feel of that movie theater.
I love the Chase Park Plaza. I love
it's
their theater.
It's a real small room that you sit in, and it is fun. They got a little bar when you go in. And
it's very personal. The people that work there talk to you, and they...
They talk to you.
No, I mean, they talk to you.
They're actually nice to you.
Friendly, you know, and it's...
Yeah, they just
intimate. Very intimate.
You know
setting.
What? Yeah. They're so friendly at the Chase that they actually give your keys and share them with other people.
With other people. That's what happens.
So after the movie theater, we decide that we had dinner somewhere else arranged. It's Valentine's night. And we go to get the car, and the guy says, oh, because normally they take your ticket and then they
you go
give
up
it to
the valet
somebody.
Guy and you go, here's my ticket. And he goes, okay, hold on 1 second. We'll go get your car. And he goes, you might want to go talk to... Nelson, I think his name was. And I go,
so I wait inside, and I see them out there conversing. I see Gordon's
car.
She
sees our lips moving and our hands moving, but
yeah,
she doesn't know what we're talking about.
And your car's right there. So I'm like, does it have a flat tire? What's wrong? I couldn't understand why he wasn't getting in the car. They weren't running around.
Was it like Ferris Bueller's Day Off and the valet guy took it for a ride?
Still was
What's
out
going
in it.
On?
So all of a sudden, Gordon walks back and he says, apparently they gave my key fob to someone else who had the same exact car. So probably that guy had another one on him or in his pocket, or...
He had a rental. He was from out of town, and
okay,
he had a rental Cadillac.
So all you have to do is push the button when you get in,
right,
as long as you have fob. So you're not going
to
know.
Here's exactly what happened. So he had the key fob to the... He had the key fob to my car in his hand and on his belt loop, and then he had the key fob to the original car that the key fob worked for, the guy out of town. And when he went and got his car, he took my key fob off his belt loop, stuck
that's
it in.
Way too much detail.
No, it's not. Stuck it into the cup holder, and then he took the key to the original to his car and gave it to him. So he had my key in his cup holder, and he had his key for his car.
You act like you were in the car with a guy. He actually put it in his cup holder. He took that's it from his belt loop.
Kelly Lamb, that's what the man described to me that is the ballet guy. So, and if you would watch the like Facebook yesterday. Post, Kelly had no clue what was going even when we told her, she still had no clue. And she must have said they had our key like 1,700 times on our Facebook Live.
That was the champagne and the Manhattan and the whatever. But it was a good, actually, we had a great dinner. They treated us to dinner and we had just about everything. And then we knew that we were getting driven home. So I loved when the valet guy came into the table and said, you know, I can take you home. Where do you live?
And like he's from India.
Oh, some kind of language I can't talk. And I said, gosh, we're in St. Charles. He said, I live out there too. And so we're like, well, wow, okay. He goes, I can drive you home. And I said, okay. Stranger, no danger there. And he says, and then all of a sudden, so we think, okay, this is fun. The valet driver's taking us home.
It's like the sequel to Taken, you know? Yes. We're going to get abducted.
And so then we're like, this is a setup. And so we go to leave, and the valet driver comes up and he says, by the way, I cannot take you home. I took my bike to
my
work.
Motorcycle. Yeah.
So we'd look like dumber and dumber riding home on his motorcycle.
Let's give the Chase Park Plaza a big round of applause because what they did take care of us. They bought us dinner. I mean, expensive dinner. They took care of us drink-wise. They took really good care of us and paid for our ride home and got the key. They actually were
it was
gonna,
a very expensive key.
They were actually going to purchase another key fob for me.
Right.
But everything's taken care of. My key's there. We're going to go pick it up as soon as the show's over.
Too bad they didn't take your car, and then they would purchase a new car for you.
Now, that would have been great.
That would have been great. What would you have ordered? What would you have ordered?
Maserati.
Maserati. So, Gordon.
Yes.
You're such a jerk.
What I do now. Do you notice when I get mad at you, I call you by your other married name? Kelly Lamb. Kelly Lamb. That's from now on.
So, let me tell you.
What
Rover,
are you going to do with your name?
Let me tell you, that's not a discussion right now. Let me tell you, Grover, what Gordon did to me.
What I do to you?
Let me tell you what a jerk he is. So I'm in the parking lot,
and we're getting
ready to go into a meeting, but we're not together. I'm alone in my car.
We're at St. Luke's in the parking lot.
Gordon's always late. He'll show up eventually.
Well,
and
he's
got to
find his keys, right?
He's got, yeah.
And
so,
it's at the valet.
Yeah, so I get out of my car, and I'm in my trunk, and I'm getting
She's
out my pair.
Bending over in her trunk.
I'm bending over my trunk with a skirt.
Rear end.
You did not see my rear end. I
was
covered
until you came by. Yeah.
So I'm leaning over in my trunk, getting my things that I need for the meeting when someone's hand.
Well, I'm pulling in with, describe this, I'm pulling in with my car and I inch my car all the way up
and
to
violated
her
me.
Rear end. My car is literally sitting right behind her.
And violated
I roll
me.
Down my window and reach my hand out and goose her. And she about jumps into the trunk. It was the best thing ever. I laughed so hard that I almost couldn't catch my breath. I was laughing so hard.
The terror on my face was beyond repair. I probably went in looking like one of those scary movies where the fear would not get off of my cheeks and my eyeballs were poking out of my head. So, yeah, that is what you would call a jerk. I was violated there in the parking lot. You know, I could call this a Me Too movement. Would that go over?
I don't know.
Can you probably that? Not now.
Can you, do that can you do that with fiancés?
I don't know. I completely violated. So anyway, I'm having counseling over that right now and, you know, trying to get through it all. It's not easy. But we do have a packed show. So we actually want to let you know what's going on. Here just shortly, we are going to be speaking to Dawn Creighton. She's one of the two female drivers in the Monster Jam. How many times you went to Monster Jam and had a chick in the car vrooming around?
I want to go to Monster Jam. I've never been to one of those monster truck shows. And they're pretty cool. And how about you?
I've never been to a Monster Jam.
Dirt's flying. It's a crazy, crazy, crazy fun time. We're going to speak to Andrew Coleman. He is from Stages St. Louis. Find out all the things that are going on over there.
Very cool.
Also, Neil Westfall, the GM of Mini Cooper. which we featured in our magazine.
I can't wait.
You ever driven in one of those?
No, but I was there in the showroom the other day talking to them, and they had some really cool models over there. I can't wait to talk to them about
it. Yeah, so we're going to find out about that. Then we have on the show our anniversary couple celebrating a lot of years together. I can't remember if it's 35 or whatever it is, but they are a not-so-newlywed couple, and we're going to talk to them, and maybe you can find out about their Flash Friday.
We're going to find out a lot about them.
We are going to find out a lot about them. And then here to save us all, Dr. Vivian Sierra will be in the house making sure that, you know, we can continue with our relationship, especially after the goosing moment, and find out a little bit about, you know, I'm not sure what her topic is at the moment, but it's going to be something good. I actually do know what it is. I just right now have a brain fart going on. And then Kathleen Chat has the movie of the week.
Kathleen Chat?
I mean, matinee chat with Kathleen Kaiser. There he is to always find my faults, that jerk.
Kathleen Chat.
Look at that jerk. That's what Ken Earhart always say. Look at that jerk.
He said that's what his dad used to say when he was driving.
Of course, 22 times a show. Ken Earhart, Pete and Repeat. We would tease him a lot about that. So anyway, is there any other room for anything else on the show today?
No, I don't think so. We had a good time with Carl Lund getting our photos for the real estate team done yesterday. Or was that yesterday?
It was yesterday, right before the snowstorm hit.
Yeah, so we did that yesterday. That was fun. And we have a full week next week. We're going to go have some fun. We're going to go out of town. We're going to go to Atlanta. And then we are going to Cancun for a couple days. So it's going to be a jam-packed. Speaking of that, the show will be preempted next week. To, I think, a later time, like 3 o'clock. Is it 2 or 3? The Illinois basketball game.
I believe it's
game.
1:50 to 4.
Yes.
You know, it's like we're nobody.
The Illinois
they just
basketball
put
game
a game
will be
in our place.
In
like our
time
show
slot
doesn't
next,
matter.
Next week. So we just thought we'd give you that.
You know, our show matters.
It does matter.
And they just pop us out like we're.
She said, he said, matters.
Yes, we do.
Hashtag all shows matter.
Apparently not when there's a football game,
all
though.
All shows matter.
What is that thing on your hat?
That would be an Under Armour
logo.
Oh,
I see it now. All I could see was the two little red arrows, and I'm like, what the heck? Did he get a Valentine Blues hat, and there's a heart on the other side?
No, not quite.
That's the American flag, Kelly.
That is America.
So before our
welcome to my world, bro.
Before our interview takes place, she will be calling in. Let's hope she remembers. Can you tell us a little bit about the night at White Castle for Valentine's?
Oh.
I mean, I know ours was exciting.
Yeah,
but
it was a night at White Castle. It was, we started this, I guess, last year was our first Valentine's Day together, and we decided to do that, and then
romantically,
this year,
the two of you.
Yes.
This year, you decided to bring three
right
kids
there.
Along.
This year, we were like, we'll bring the whole family along, and we did, and we got there. We went, I won't say which location we went to, but
because it wasn't that great.
It dropped the ball compared to the one we went to last year.
I know, this is going to sound really terrible, but can you really go wrong at White Castle?
You can't go wrong.
Did they make your burger wrong? Did they not put enough onions?
But like the whole, I mean, how do I put this? Because I mean, I love White Castle, but like last year it was like candlelit, there was mood lighting. It was a novelty. It was really romantic.
It
had the setting. But I mean, for what it was and the idea, this time it felt more like eating
at White Castle
like
that's
on
crazy.
A Tuesday night. And I know it was White Castle, but it was.
You know, that's really crazy to go to White Castle and then for it to not feel like White Castle.
Right. I mean, it
nothing
was.
Nothing more romantic
was,
than candlelight and the smell of grilled onions passing
right.
through the air.
Oh, and
I know, and
three kids
breath.
Fighting over chicken rings.
And all five of you with onion White Castle breath for the rest of the night. That's awesome.
It was good times. We had fun. And then afterwards, we splurged and we went to Quick Trip.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
Have you ever heard of this word?
I don't know.
Arctophilist. Or
are you saying it right?
Arctophilist. Or okay, I'll spell it.
That's just going to confuse us even more.
ARC for arc.
Kelly, you should have been a teacher.
TOP. I was going to be too. I could have
kids
been,
would have been so confused.
I could have been. And they learned about the state of what is it? Muttiger in Illinois or
Muttiger, M-U-T-I-G-E-R is Muttiger.
Muttiger is Illinois.
It's not MU Tigers, okay. It's Muttiger's. Okay, go ahead.
I'm not teaching children, thank goodness, but I was going to. A-R-C-T-O-P-H-I-L-I-S-T. Arctophilus. Look at you trying to look at it. Is it a pearl collector? Is it a beer bottle collector?
I have no idea.
A stamp collector or a teddy bear collector?
Teddy bear collector.
Did you look it up?
Yes, because I was trying to see. I was trying to pronounce it and see if I maybe had heard it.
Wouldn't a teddy bear collector just be a teddy bear collector? Who comes up with a word arctophilist? That doesn't even say teddy bear anywhere. Why wouldn't it be teddy bear philist or teddy list?
I don't know. Kind of sounds like a rectum doctor to me.
So the Guinness World Records lists Jackie Miley of the U.S. as the arctophilist, however you say it, with the largest recorded collection of teddy bears in the world at 7,106 specimens. The beloved teddy bear got its name from U.S. President Theodore Teddy Roosevelt. I don't even understand. That source comes from reference.com, just so you know I'm not fibbing. Arctophilist is a teddy bear collector.
I had no idea.
I know. It hurts my head every time I say it.
What made you look that up?
I don't know. Things just happen that'll be...
Wait. I'm going to look up arctophilist.
You were looking up words for teddy bear collectors? Or?
No, things like things will come, you know, on Google or whatever, and I'm like... Okay, that's a weird word. And then it says, do you know?
You went down a rabbit hole.
And it says, do you know what it means? And so from there, I couldn't help myself. I had to look it up. And from there, I felt like maybe I try to be more worldly, more knowledgeable. I try to feel like, you know, maybe I can impress somebody by sitting across the table and go, you know, have you ever been an arctophilist?
I noticed you had a lot of bears in your house. You must be an arctophilist.
Exactly.
Every five-year-old child in America is probably an arctophilist.
That's what I felt, that I would be very knowledgeable by knowing that. So I just thought I would share that with you. The other thing I want to share today that we're going to talk about, of course, is what...
How much time do we have today?
We have a couple hours. What's the craziest public restroom experience you've ever had? That question is brought to you by... They don't think of the question. They just get to bring you the question. And that's Club Fitness, which we will be going today because
24
seriously,
hours.
I'm going to have to attach a beep beep to the back of me when I go in and out of places. Here she comes, wide load. Beep, beep. You know, like little trucks. So I'm just saying we need to go to the gym today.
You know what? It really does make you feel so much better when you start your day off at the gym. And not only that, I like getting it done in the morning. That way, you don't think about it the rest of the day. And then when your day is over and you're like at 4 or 5 o'clock, you can go out and have fun. You can go to happy hour. You can go to dinner. And you don't feel like, oh, my gosh, I still got to go work out.
The question is, you said you'd like to get it done in the morning before. When do you do that? Just asking.
It's
a great idea.
It is a great idea. But that's what I'm saying. When we do go in the morning, I'm glad we did.
When we do, it's a great idea. So if you want to try it out for yourself, go to clubfitness.us. You can get a 3-day pass, try any of the gyms. I really would like you to go to the St. Peter's gym and try out the Pulse.
Pulse.
Super cool.
Pulse
20
room.
Minutes, you're done. And it's that interval training. So
it
really
interval.
Gets
and it gets you going. You do that little circuit. Burning. And by the time you're done, your heart's pumping, you're sweating.
So the question of the day is, what is the craziest public restroom experience you have ever had? Now, I don't know where our Dawn Cretin is that's supposed to be calling us. So from there, I'm going to go ahead and ask you a question since she's not calling me. And that way I can check my email and make sure if there was a problem that I'm not aware about.
Do you mean to tell you about our famous birthdays today?
Do you have a... Yeah, but I've asked you a question. So that would be rudely interrupting my question.
Oh, I thought you needed time.
No, I wanted you to answer your most craziest experience in the bathroom.
Well, I don't know if it was the craziest, but it was fun. So me and Kelly hadn't really been dating too long.
Oh, gosh, you're not going to bring this up.
And we went to...
We're not the only ones here.
And we came home from... We're coming home from Arizona. We're going through close to Winslow, Arizona. And... What? What, Kel?
Is it supposed to involve us?
It does involve us. So you know where the meteor crater is in Arizona? It's like 37 miles east of Flagstaff and 18 miles west of Winslow. It's in northern Arizona, and it is...
It's very windy.
Yeah, it was very windy that day, and the electricity had gone out, and we were there to see the big crater. Mm-hmm. Well, Kelly had to go to the bathroom, and so she went to the restroom, and she walks in, and she goes, oh my gosh, she comes back out. She goes, I can't see anything. The lights are out. So here we are. I go in with her and just turn on my flashlight on my phone, raise it to the ceiling so she has some light, and then she's sitting there for like 10, 15
sitting.
20,
I wasn't sitting.
30,
you never sit on a public restroom toilet.
You don't stand. You're a woman.
Well, you have to kind of politely squat.
Yeah. So she's sitting there, and I'm like,
oh my gosh.
I don't hear anything. And I'm like, you okay? And she goes,
well, because you couldn't look. He had to turn his back.
She goes, I can't go with you standing here.
Stage right.
Fell on the flashlight in this dark room, no electricity, and we're right next to the largest crater in the world. So
thanks for bringing that up.
That was my crazy experience. It wasn't that great, but I mean, yeah, it was kind of interesting.
It wasn't that great. It was kind of interesting.
It was actually our first bathroom experience together.
Oh, Lord. Okay. So thank you for sharing. That was like experience of other people that are weird, not us.
Oh.
No one's supposed to think we're weird because they don't already, right?
Well, I'll never forget me and I went to the restroom. We were going to dinner with my previous family, family-in-law.
So first you talk about us, and then now you go back to your wife.
So my brother-in-law.
This is awesome.
I go into the restroom, and I'm sitting in the stall. Next thing you know, my brother-in-law comes in, and he sits in the stall. And it wasn't really weird. It was just kind of a funny moment. We're both sitting there. You get that awkward quietness, right? Where neither one of you are talking. You're both just sitting on the toilet, one in one stall, one in the other, and for about just a silence. And all of a sudden I go, hey. He goes, yeah. I go, I bet you never thought we'd be sharing this moment together, did you?
With that, can we
just
please,
started laughing.
Please go to a break. Coming up next, we are going to meet Andrew Coleman with Stages St. Louis. And you know, what's your craziest experience? We've got a lot of great ones on Facebook we'll be sharing throughout the show. A lot of people just wrote they cannot tell, so you can use your imagination. Of course, your lovely wife-to-be, Amanda, talks about her crazy bathroom as, you know,
don't get her started
being in there, and she says, never trust a fart. We'll leave it with that. We'll be right back with more on 590 The Fan. She said, he said.